E-commerce merchants, does consistent monthly growth while hitting ROI goals sound good? Here at Adroll, our customers constantly let us know it feels good. Adroll helps you attract new customers and bring shoppers back to finish the sale. Integrate your e-commerce store with Adroll and manage display, social media, and native advertising all in one place. Sounds good, right? See the difference. Visit Adroll.com to get started today.
Yeah, I was a heavy drinker, but I didn't recognize what the people closest to me recognized. I ended up laying flatlined on a hospital operating table. Somehow the surgeons brought me back to life.
When your life depends on it, there's only one place you can turn. Karen. A recent independent study showed that 94% of Karen patients were still in recovery 90 days post-treatment. Visit caron.org/real. Karen. Real results. Real care. Real about recovery.
Yes. Yes. Here we go. Look who's back.
Look who's back. Back again. Back. Tell a friend.
What's happening? What's going on? Benzina Nation. I'm here. I'm filling in for Elliot. You guys probably never wanted to see me again, but it's okay. I'm back just for a second. Javi has been gracious enough to let me co-host. Dude, what's happening?
You haven't lost practice. I'm gonna out you here. I could see you backstage right before the countdown ended, just getting the yawn, a yawn out of your system. Like, dude.
Oh yeah.
It's showtime.
Come on, baby. Yes, you got to hit the boards. I like to call myself a reformed actor, right? So I just like Josh Brown can be the reformed broker. I'm the reformed actor. Right, I should make that my Twitter handle.
You never shared that publicly. I've done my research on IMDb, and there's no way of hiding it. But like,
oh Christ,
would you like care? Sure, like at least.
Yeah, no, I'm not as cool. It's not as cool as it sounds. Listen, I went to school to be an actor. I got my bachelor's degree. I got my master's degree in acting and make believe, as I call it. Right. I went on to New York, and I ended up traveling the country on tours. I did a tour of Hamlet and Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Are Dead, like really great plays. I did musicals. I did TV shows, Chicago Fire, Chicago PD. And it was a lot of fun. I had a great time. And then my wife and I decided we wanted to have kids. And if you're an actor, it's tough. It's tough to have a family. It's tough to have financial stability, right? So I at the time, I have 17 survival jobs. One of them was running events for a company out of Chicago. And we were moving back to Michigan. I hooked up with Benzinga, helped start the event business here. And that's the story, man. That's where we are. Man.
And what a business it's become.
What a business.
About our event business.
Have you seen the lineup for Miami in April?
No. Wait. Some context for those who don't know. And I don't know why you wouldn't know, but some people might not know. Benzinga.
Oh, wow.
Capital Conference is returning. I hope you know. To Miami, to the Fountain Blue Hotel, April 20th and 21st for its 14th edition, the biggest and best so far. And also, we're doing the first ever Benzinga Psychedelics Capital Conference.
Who are we? I feel like we're so cool. And I feel so, you said 14 cannabis conferences. That makes me feel so old.
14. Yes. Yeah, this is for real.
Wow.
And the other day we announced, for instance, one of our keynote speakers at the Benzinga Cannabis Capital Conference, again, April 20th and 21st, is none other than Tilray CEO Irwin Simon, T-L-R-Y, one of actually the biggest cannabis company in Canada by market cap.
That's right.
Massive.
Well, Javi, did you know how I saw that article first? I knew you guys were putting it out, but do you know how I saw it first? It was here. I don't know if Mr. Thomas can share my screen for me, but it was on the cannabis premium version of Benzinga Pro, right? I was looking at Tilray's ticker. I was looking at their chart, and then I was like, oh, no, let's see what's in the news. And then all of a sudden, there's our headline right there. Irwin Simon at the helm of one of the biggest cannabis operators, Tilray, meet one of our keynote speakers.
Maybe at the end of the show we can show people again how the cannabis premium preset works in Benzinga Pro.
It's all that.
Not everything you got: SEC filings, press releases, all our articles, earnings calendars, analyst ratings. It's it's honestly an amazing platform.
It's a really cool tool. And here's the thing. I know, let's move on to some other news, dude. But you guys, if you haven't seen it, this is who Benzinga is, right? This is the full ecosystem of our platform, our news, the different APIs that we put out, that all those things that Javi just mentioned, that's who we are at heart, right? And then it has gotten us to the point we're at now, right?
Totally.
So that we can give you the news that you're looking for.
Our own horn, and it's never good to compare, but like the day that you know, all the data and the information and the amount of news and really mostly data that you'll find at the cannabis premium option on Benzinga Pro, you won't find in any other platform, even those that rhyme with Humberg, for instance.
did you hear what he just did there? Did anybody just catch that? Sounded familiar, but I don't know. Maybe I misheard it. It's so weird.
Not to throw shade at anyone, but you know, so it's in some other news, interesting news. TerrAscend finally closed in its acquisition of Gage Cannabis for $545 million. So now TRSSF on the OTC is the owner of Gage Growth Corporation. Awesome company.
Both companies.
Very cool partnership with Burner and Cookies. Burner will be one of our speakers at the conference as well.
Jason Wild. Jason Wild, the what is he now? Executive chairman of TerrAscend? Yeah, he's the guy. He's the guy at TerrAscend, right? And all of you know Jason Wild anyway, but absolutely prolific investor and operator in the space. I'm thrilled for these guys. Fabian Monaco, the CEO and founder of Gage, Jason Wild at TerrAscend. Really, really positive stories there, right? And you know, from the medical side of things, what they've done with brands, what they've done with retail, Gage is a really, really good feather in the TerrAscend cap. So great deal.
We got a couple more minutes for news. What do you have, Mr. Lay?
You know, I want to hit one thing. It's more so focused on our agenda. But here's something that is interesting to me. As somebody who invests in the space, right? And again, no recommendations here. But generally, I'm looking at the bigger players. Right. I'm always looking for value. Sure. But yeah, for me, what's always interesting is how I differentiate between the opportunities. Right. We're going to talk about that in our conference in Miami. So if you haven't checked it out, please do bzcannabis.com. Thank you, Aaron. But that panel, we have a panel with some of the leading MSOs in the industry, Curaleaf, Ayr. We've got investors on there like Emily Paxia. We've got Tim Seymour from CNBC leading that panel. It's going to be one of the jewels of the conference, right? Verano, Aaron Miles is also on that panel, right? So you're talking about three out of the, top five MSOs, right? On one panel talking about how to differentiate their own businesses at this conference, right?
Yeah. These people, you know, longtime friends of Benzinga, supporters, over the years, Tim Seymour has been on most of our conferences, right? He's been gracious enough to join us every time. And you can see there, you know, perfect timing. Mr. Aaron Thomas, always on spot. Our producer, another big shout out to our producer. Another big shout out to Mr. William Braylord, one of our latest subscribers of YouTube.
All right. William, welcome, baby. Welcome. No, this is fun. It's always a good chat with Javi and Elliot, and I'm probably sinking it single-handedly, but I do what I can. Javi, anything else in the news side of things you want to call out?
A bunch of exclusives at Benzinga, but you know, you could go to benzinga.com/exclusives. One of the latest ones was about the launch of CBX Stock Exchange. Former skater, a patient advocate, Jonas Duclos, or Jonas Duclos, however you want to pronounce it, out of Switzerland, launched CBX Stock Exchange. This is a cannabis commodities trading platform. Very, very, very interesting stuff.
That's cool.
Go to benzinga.com/cannabis for more details on that. And I really like the one thing that honestly hit me on a personal level this week was the news out of New York.
Oh, I was going to ask you about that.
Said that they would prioritize people with cannabis convictions, of course, non-violent cannabis convictions, for licenses before big corporations. And to me, that's awesome.
Well, it's not just awesome. It's the right thing to do, right? So in our market, I say our, Javi and I are in different markets, but here in Benzinga's home market of Michigan, right, where we live, the city of Detroit has been very, very, very slow to get things rolling, right? And the criticism of them has been, you know, geez, from a city government level, you're really taking your time here. Everybody just wants to get in, capitalize on the business, and really start the engine turning, right? But they've been very clear that the social equity piece is important to them, that local representation is important to them. And as much as we love companies like the ones we just talked about, we just mentioned, the ones that are speaking at our conference, I totally agree. You've got to get the local folks involved. And obviously, from a social equity perspective, you got to get the disproportionately affected.
Yeah. I mean, many of these companies would agree as well, right? They are used to not having it easy. Cannabis and the industry in general is always an uphill battle. But most of these companies recognize that they're still the major beneficiaries of legalization, notwithstanding, right?
Right.
And that other people were very gravely affected by the war on drugs, and these people should also get their chance, right?
Well,
maybe sure they will become acquisition targets for many of these larger players.
So advocacy is important, and maybe that's a good segue point here, Javi, into our guest today. Perfect. But I think there's so much to talk about. Let's come back to some news after this. Javi, I'll let you introduce our guest.
So today we have Mr. Eric Hammond. He is the CEO of Heisman. This is one of the most interesting cannabis brands out there. Definitely one of the most interesting celebrity cannabis brands out there. The person behind the brand is Mr. Ricky Williams, former NFL player, one of the best in the game. And you know, honestly, you know, of course, you know, the name is a play on words on the fact that Ricky himself won a Heisman trophy. This one is spelled differently to make it a little bit more punny. The one thing I'm going to say before we bring Eric on is this is an authentic celebrity brand that is worth trying in terms of quality, in terms of consistency, and in terms of authenticity. Ricky Williams was an advocate and an activist for cannabis for many, many, many years before even considering launching a brand. Over the years, again and again and again and again, I asked him, like, dude, when's your brand coming out? You know, why not make some bank out of this? And he was like, I will only do it when the time is right and when the product is the right one and when my partners are the right partners. The person responsible for making this happen is Mr. Eric Hammond. Eric, welcome to Benzinga Cannabis Insider.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me. And I can't take all the credit. I have a really good team that helped make all of this happen. But we're really excited. Appreciate the support. Thanks for bringing me on.
Oh, congratulations, man. I know it's hard to launch a brand in this space. The first question I think we have for you is probably the million-dollar question, right? The celebrity brand market in cannabis, man, is a sea of brands, right? There are so many and such a wide range of celebrities here. Everybody from, you know, Burner and Snoop and Martha Stewart and some really A-list folks. And then you've got some really wow factor on the opposite end of the spectrum, right? So, yeah, so it's just to be nice about it. But tell us about Ricky, man. We all know Ricky, right? But maybe just give us a quick synopsis of why Ricky, why this brand, why this story, and why this brand may be different from the other celebrity brands out
Definitely.
There.
And you're right. Like, you know, and that was my one thing right when I came into this was the fear that we would get lumped into that category of celebrity brand. And you know, you said it, but Ricky is so different. And Javier touched on it. He's, you know, the consummate advocate. And it's been an interesting turn of events for him as he's gone, you know, technically from a villain to this visionary. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he's really been tried and true to his sentiments around cannabis and its benefits both mentally and physically and recreationally. So, you know, as we enter this space in a super complicated time where there's a lot of brands and a lot of clutter, you know, I think what really does differentiate us is Ricky's authenticity. You know, it is a green rush. There's a lot of celebrities, you know, chasing to launch a brand. And, you know, cannabis consumers see through that. And it's not enough for a rapper to rap about liking cannabis and athlete just to talk about it. There's got to be more. And people see through it. And, you know, we just launched our cannabis at the end of November, and we're only in two markets currently. But, you know, the first read has been really, really positive. You know, people are really responding well to the message and to the brand. And they really recognize that Ricky isn't just chasing money, that, you know, this is his life and his mission. And, you know, there's more to this than, you know, than money. It's making a difference and trying to help normalize that, you know, relationship of cannabis and sports and athletes.
Well, so let's talk about strategy for just a second, and then I'll shut up, Javi, and let you ask some questions. But the two markets, which markets are you in?
So we're in California and Oregon.
Okay. So two
wildly, you know, different markets.
And yeah, wildly different. Wow.
By design. So, you know, essentially right now we're proving our concept. So if we were able to pick out two markets that, you know, not only have vastly different consumers, but, you know, wildly different purchasing habits, price point preferences, you know, for us, that was a really quick read to show, you know, the investment community, because we are raising a seed round, that we do have a brand that has affinity in multiple markets and has the ability to connect on a deeper level than, you know, just a one trick pony. And, you know, we've had to adjust strategy in these markets to make sure that we're speaking to the consumers properly, because, you know, consumption preferences are so different. You know, whereas in market like Oregon is deli style and much more price sensitive, you know, so we've really had to be nimble there. But, you know, the overwhelming response has been the same. And, you know, Ricky's commitment to this and, you know, to all the markets we're in, you know, he's been heavily involved.
One of the, you know, we'll get to the seed round in a little bit, because most of our audience is made up of investors, but you'll have to stick around for that. Look at me being a tease, you know, but you, before that, you mentioned a little bit, you know, about the team. That's the first thing you said. And you know, you, Eric, have also got a very interesting background yourself, a very corporate background in cannabis as well. Can you tell us a little bit about you and the team that you put together along with Ricky?
Yeah, I would love to. And, you know, I think I'm an interesting fit for this role, because my most immediate role prior was a pretty corporate cannabis gig. But before that, you know, I'm a passionate entrepreneur. And prior to joining Greenlane, I was in the tech space, and I was partners with 50 Cent and a couple of others in a headphone venture called SMS Audio. And ultimately, that led me to Greenlane, where I really wanted to not only pursue my passions of building brands, but, you know, being a passionate cannabis consumer and advocate myself. So, yeah, prior to joining Heisman at Greenlane, I ran their owned and licensed brands division. So I helped set up Higher Standards and Marley Natural, the Keith Haring Collection, and a number of other license deals that worked their way through the Greenlane machine. And again, that's essentially how I got put in touch with Ricky and his team. Interestingly enough, you know, that they had a really excellent figure in Ricky, and I think an incredible brand name in Heisman, which Ricky does say is about getting high. It's not about a trophy. but at that point, you know, they weren't a team. They were, you know, Ricky and an idea. And when I knew Ricky's story, and we touched on it briefly right at the intro, you know, a guy that essentially walked away from the NFL so he could smoke weed, which I think is the story that most people know. But his story is so deep. You know, there's so much more to it. He's a passionate advocate. He's a consummate learner. He's always wanting to learn more, know more. You know, he's an herbalist and a yogi. And once I started understanding his actual passion and the real story, I was like, guys, there's way more to this than shopping around some licensing deals. Like, you have the opportunity to build something so deep. And that essentially evolved into this. And, you know, we were able to raise, you know, a friends and family round, which allowed me to build a small but mighty team. And I sit at the helm as the CEO. I've got Ricky as my president, who's really actively involved. You know, his primary focus is, you know, curating the assortment, making sure the experience is tried and true and authentic, which rigorous testing. His wife, Linnea, is our chief legal officer. We have a gentleman, Matt Cohen, is our chief operating officer, who's been with Ricky through a number of his entrepreneurial ventures and is really helped keeping us in touch with Web3 and NFT things and keeping us cutting edge as that plays.
I was going to ask you.
yeah, that's going to definitely play into our ongoing strategy as we build our community-based brand. You know, that's going to be a critical element to it. And then some other really core pieces of my team, my chief marketing officer, Lane Radville. He was at Green Lane for a bit, came out of Athletes for Care. So he really understands the dynamic of sports, athletes, advocacy. And then Todd Rosales is my VP of biz dev, you know, and he's been in the corporate side of the cannabis space for a bit. He's been
really helpful. We know Todd well.
Yeah, excellent. And been really helpful as we've kind of navigated the chessboard that is multi-state cannabis brands. So, you know, we've got a couple of independent operators in California and Oregon, but as we plan our strategic move east, you know, been working really closely with Todd as we've kind of made those, you know, right moves, what we think.
Definitely.
And hopefully we get to see all these people at your conference on 420.
Yes, man. Come on. You have to be there.
Sorry, gentle plug.
Love it, man. I appreciate it. By the way, you know, for more amazing than you in the chat, we'll get to some of your questions. If you have any questions for Eric, feel free to drop them in the chat, same as everyone else. I got a quick follow-up for you, and it's like, what is up with you and celebrity brands? You know, what's the value that you see in them?
They're interesting. So celebrity brands have the ability to be such a major catalyst, but they have to be done right. And again, I previously worked with 50 Cent, and he was an interesting, you know, he had an interesting dynamic that he was a very polarizing figure, and he, you know, he had a very large following and access to a lot of eyeballs, but, you know, things he could say could really drive the market one way or the other when we were doing things. And so learning how to, you know, harness the message was key. And it was, you know, with Ricky, that's different. You know, this isn't kind of one of Ricky's ventures that he's kind of loosely into. This is Ricky's passion in his life. Mm. And, you know, while I think celebrity brands are great, I was more drawn to the fact that Ricky is, you know, the most passionate advocate I've ever met when it came to this. And I think really has the ability to make a difference. And as cliche as that sounds, like being able to be part of that and help drive that vision, you know, is so different than I think any other celebrity brand and any celebrity that I've been involved with.
Well, just a quick note to the chat. Gustavo, I see your question. We'll get to that in just a little bit here. And Ricky Williams is who we're talking about. He's the former NFL player. He's with the Dolphins, I believe, for a while. Won the Heisman Trophy. A phenomenal, phenomenal running back. And left the NFL so that he could not have to deal with their BS over cannabis, right?
He had a higher calling.
Yeah, indeed he did. So for the investors in the chat, right, and that are here listening to us, Eric, you guys are raising a round, right, or will be soon. And obviously we can't recommend anything, but here's my question. When it comes to overall strategy, if you're a brand in this space, right, there's a couple different ways to attack this, especially when it comes to scaling and expansion. Is your expansion, especially with the onset of any capital, right, are you thinking licensing deals? Are you thinking boots on the ground in some of these new markets? What is it that you're going to focus on more so than anything else when it comes to getting Heisman on more shelves?
So, you know, we have two components to our business. We have a kind of separate merchandise and apparel business akin to like how Cookies has their separate entities, you know, which really helps us unlock traditional marketing mechanisms. But, you know, the real growth for us is going to be with our multi-state cannabis licensing business. So it's a really asset light model, makes us super nimble. So for now, as we raise capital, it's going to be, you know, perfecting the blueprint in our launch markets of California and Oregon, and then really looking for partners outside of Florida, outside of, you know, the West Coast that will bring us east. And hopefully I didn't spill the beans. But, you know, we are looking for some multi-state operating partners, and a good portion of the raise will go towards boots on the ground in all of the markets. You know, it's been pretty apparent that trade marketing, education, sell through support is really a major driver in every market. Mm-hmm. So, you know, a lot of our raise is going to go towards that.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense. Okay. Yeah. So in the last few minutes that we've got here, Javi, anything else that our folks need to know about Heisman or Eric? Anything else that our audience?
I want to know about the round. Sorry to interrupt you there, but like that is important to me. And you did spill the beans a little bit about the East Coast, but you know, whatever.
Yeah, that's, I might have started to say the state. I didn't mean
insider. You get we'll insider information.
You hear it here at Benzinga. Come on.
Exactly. But yeah, the state I started to say, obviously, Ricky's a iconic Miami Dolphin. So there's a couple of key Ricky markets that are too tough to ignore. But as a very restrictive medical limited license market, it's a tough market to enter. But we are looking to make strategic moves east. So we did just open a seed round. It's a $2 million convertible note. Looking for, you know, some strategic partners in the mix there, not just angels. And we started bringing in, you know, what I think are some pretty impactful athletes onto our cap table that, you know, we aren't going to use frivolously as just brand ambassadors. We want to use them to help tell their story and make Heisman a platform for normalizing the use of cannabis in sports and being that platform for that. So, we do look to hopefully have at least a quarter of this round dedicated to past and present athletes.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, Eric, we really appreciate you coming on today, man, and sharing the story of Heisman. I hope we'll see you in Florida next month. Will. Awesome, man. So I'm excited about that. It's going to be a killer conference, and it'd be great to see you guys and introduce you to a lot of our pals. But those of you in the chat, those of you who are watching, check out Heisman. And if you don't know who Ricky Williams is, you've obviously missed a ton of really great highlights over the years. Highlights. There's an idea for you.
There it is.
Highlights.
Heisman.com at Heisman. Check us out.
I should be a marketer. Come on.
Yeah.
All right, Eric, thank you, man.
I want a Heisman trophy bong. And here's a fun fact. Down here in Argentina, there is a new movement called Cumbia 420, and it's very, very trendy, the hottest gender right now. And it's, of course, cumbia, but the people sing to marijuana or weed instead of singing to women. And they say nice things about weed. And they're calling cannabis Ricky because Rico means tasty, delicious. So now El Ricky down here means the good weed.
I love it.
Marketing angles left and right, Eric. This is what you get when you come on the show, man.
Look at that. So good.
Thank you for the gem, Javier.
Eric, any concluding thoughts, anything you want to leave us with, anything that people should know before you leave us today?
I mean, we really touched on all of it. Just know that, you know, this is something near and dear to Ricky's heart. And again, you know, nobody deserves anything, but if anybody deserves a cannabis brand, it's Ricky Williams. This is really his passion, and he's, you know, it's been a blessing to be able to help him bring this to life. So, you know, please give us a shot.
You got it, man. Eric, thank you so much for the time today. We really appreciate it. Guys, tune in. We'll be talking more about Heisman, talking more about the conference to come. But Eric, we'll see you around, man. Thank you.
See you in Miami.
All right.
See ya.
How cool. How cool. I liked my highlights. I liked your El Ricky. I mean, come on, man. We should be marketing guys, I guess.
I mean, we kind of are.
That's fair. We kind of are.
The R of a good headline is 50% marketing.
You're darn right. You're right. And obviously conferences are all marketing, right?
And talking about other interesting marketing initiatives, Harry Styles and Fleetwood Mac launched Shroom Bloom.
Wow. Yeah. Tell me more about this.
Action.
This is no joke. No joke, man. Listen, Harry Styles, when they first came out, I was like, oh God, another boy band. Right. And then Harry Styles really like took off. I love the guy's personality. I love that he's just kind of out there doing his own thing. And this angle I think is a good one, right? Psychedelics is an industry that is really, really blooming. No pun intended.
Indeed. Benzinga.com/cannabis for all of the details on this story and many, many, many more. You'll find more than 440 articles every day about cannabis and psychedelics. Benzinga Cannabis, by far the most prolific cannabis media outlet in the world. I am not afraid to make that statement because I've done my research. This is based on numbers. Check us out. Come join us in Miami. What is it? April 19th, 20th, and 21st. BZCannabis.com for the Cannabis Conference, April 20th and 21st. Come celebrate 420 with us, your friends at Benzinga. And on the 19th, Benzinga.com/events to check out all of the details on our psychedelics.
Or BZPsychedelics.com. BZPsychedelics.com.
That exists? I did not know.
It exists, baby. It exists. That's when you know it's real, you guys. the vanity URLs, as we call them. Okay, I'm Patrick Lane, Javier Haas. It is always so nice to be on here with you, man. I can't wait to see you in sunny Miami.
See you.
All right, bye, guys.
Home. They say it's where the heart is. They also say it's wherever you make it. They don't say. It's where you unload your stuff, get tired halfway through unpacking, use some boxes as furniture, realize your oven mitt's in a box that doubles as a nightstand, don't want to buy a new nightstand, and use a towel as an oven mitt instead. But no matter where you call home, Geico makes it easy to bundle and save on renters and car insurance. Easier than grabbing a piping hot pan with a towel that's a bit too thin and trying to quickly get it to the counter. Ooh, hot, 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 hot.
Introducing Under Armour's Infinity High Sports Bra. Its ergonomic design is molded to support the natural movement of your body. With cord-out padding, the better breathability eliminates extra bulk without sacrificing support. And quick-dry padding is Under Armour's fastest-drying padding yet. When you're lifting heavy, running fast, and pushing yourself further than ever before, you need a bra that will help you go that extra mile and make you feel your best. Shop the Infinity High Sports Bra now at UA.com.
3-day weekends are the stuff happiness is made of, especially when it's time for Haverty's July 4th sale, where literally everything is on sale. Sadly, every 3-day weekend has to end eventually, but your new furniture will bring you happiness for years to come. Haverty's, we furnish happiness.
Karen is the proven expert in addiction treatment. A recent independent study showed that 94% of Karen patients were still in recovery 90 days post-treatment. Visit caron.org/real. Karen. Real results, real care, real about recovery.